From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British and European Union officials are scrambling to deal with the aftershocks of the British voters' decision to leave the EU as having on the economy. British Prime Minister David Cameron said it's time to begin addressing what lies ahead.
The country's made its decision, and this government is responsible now for setting out the steps that we need to take and for doing all that's necessary to stabilise the economy. We took a choice to ask the people this very big question, because I believe in our parliamentary democracy, but when it comes to the very big decisions, I think it's right to consult the people. But the government, this government, takes responsibility.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry stopped in London Monday, assuring Britain the special relationship between the two countries will not change because of the Brexit decision. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote, which also dropped Britain's rating. Sky News reporting Moody's agency is also expected to downgrade Britain's rating. Advocates for abortion rights in the United States are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday, ruling that states had no right to curb the rights of women to end the pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. The decision is likely to immediately reverberate throughout the U.S. 2016 presidential race. This is VOA News. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize relations, or rather ties, ending a 6-year rift. Dorian Jones has more on what the agreement means.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors